Dunbar by Edward St. Aubyn. Read by Henry Goodman. "We're off our meds," whispered Dunbar.
"We're off our meds, we're off our heads," sang Peter. "We're out of our beds and we're off our meds. Yesterday," he continued in a conspiratorial whisper, "we were drooling into the lapels of our terry cloth dressing gowns, but now we're off our meds. We've spat them out. We've tranquillized the aspidistras. If those fresh lilies you get sent each day, when I think where they come from," growled Dunbar. "Steady, old man. They stole my empire, and now they send me stinking lilies."
"Ew! You had an empire, did you?" said Peter, in the voice of an eager hostess. "You must meet Gavin in room 33. He's here in disguise, but his real name," Peter lowered her voice, "is Alexander the Great."
"I don't believe a word of it," grumbled Dunbar. "He's been dead for years."
"Well,"
said Peter, now a Harley Street consultant,
"if those troubled lilies were suffering from schizophrenic tendencies, tendencies, mind you, a little penchant for the schizoid, not the full-blown thing, their symptoms will have been mitigated with a minimum of fatal side effects."
He leant forward and whispered,
"That's where I put my dead meds, in the vase with the lilies."
"I really did have an empire, you know," said Dunbar. "Have I ever told you the story of how it was stolen from me?"
"Many times, old man, many times," said Peter dreamily.
Dunbar heaved himself out of his armchair and, after a couple of stumbling steps, straightened up, squinting at the strong light that slanted through the reinforced glass of his premium cell.
"I told Wilson that I would stay on as non-executive chairman," Dunbar began, "keeping the plane, the entourage, the properties, and the appropriate privileges, but laying down the burden."
He reached over to the large vase of lilies and lowered it carefully to the floor.
"Laying down the burden of running the trust from day to day. From now on," I told him, "the world will be my perfect playground, and in due course, my private hospice."
"Oh, that's very good," said Peter. "The world is my private hospice. That's a new one."
"But the trust is everything," Wilson told me. Dunbar grew more agitated as he moved into the story. "If you give that away," he said, "you'll have nothing left. You can't give something away and keep it at the same time."
"It is an untenable position," Peter cut in, "as R.D. Lang said to the bishop."
"Please, let me tell my story," said Dunbar. "I told Wilson that it was a tax measure, that we could get around the inheritance tax by giving the girls the company straight away." "Better pay the tax," said Wilson, "than disinherit yourself."